We are beginning today's shiur from Simon Yud Dalad, Sif Dalad, which is the top of page 52. But before we begin the first Sif, I want to just finish up the last Mishabura from the previous Sif that we did not get a chance to finish, which is the line before page 52, the last line on page Chavav. The Mechaber had said that if a person borrows someone's talus that has a tittus on it, he can make the bracha right away. And the Mishabur explained that the reason was because when you borrow the tzitzis that are already made, we assume it's being given to you not as a loan, but rather as a mataram nasla hachzir. And therefore, it's considered ksuscha, it's considered your garment, in which case you can make a bracha. So the Mishabur in Sifkatan Yud Beis basically explains to us some of the rules of mataram nasla hachzir that we learned out in Hilchas Lulav, and we applied over here to Talus. So says the Mishabur in Sifkatan Yud Beis, Ayin Simen Tofresh Nun Chesifei, L'inyan Lulav, Ubeprim Megadim Sham. Umizeh Nilmal L'inyanenu, from there we'll learn to over here, Gam Kein Detzarech L'Hachziro L'Hanosim Bizmano. Number one is that you have to return it to the one who gave it to you in the proper Zman. What does that mean? Hainu, Im Hayom Yotza Bo Bailov, if today the Bailum was already Yotze, Yashiv Lo Alko Panam Lomachar Kodim Atfila, you should return it to him at least by tomorrow morning before davening, Kedei Sheyia Lo Ba'atzmo Gam Kein Bameletzes. So he should have something tomorrow in order to be Yotze his mitzvah of Talus. Vim Lo Hechzer Lo Ba'anosein Ein Lo Talus Acher, and if you don't give it back to him in time, and the one who gave it to you does not have another talus to use, nire de nekar hamatana l'mafreya v'lo karina be'kesuscha. It appears to be that the matana that was given to you will be uprooted retroactively, and it will not be called kesuscha, and you will not be mekayim your mitzvah that you had done previously. V'af sheyesh lo talus katan, even if the one who gave it to you had a talus katan, mikomoko mistabra da'adayti d'hochi lo nosan lo. Still, you're not going to be yotzei because we assume his das was to get back his regular talus and not to be reliant only on his talus katan. To lo kimo shekasa b'seif in esiv chaim. Gam this bayar shom. We also learned over there in Hilchos Lulav. The achas sheyotzo bo tzarach lachzor v'litno lebailam b'matana kedei sheyia lo bailam. Kedei sheyia shel bailam sherinasa shelo. When you are returning something that was given to you as a matana malas lahasir after you already yotzei, you have to give it back as a matana, in order that it should become his again. Sheri nasa shalom, because when he gave it to you as a matana, it was fully yours, just with a clause that you had to give it back to him. But the way you must give it back to him is like a matana, the same way he gave it to you. U'pasha t'hachinami b'nyanenu, it's pasha that would be the same din over here as well, by a talus. And note 24, he points out, v'im helster ha'makabel b'stam, if the one who received the matana amnas lahasir gives it back without explicitly saying he's giving it back as a matana, the Shaar Tzion says later on, shemo, that it does help, kevan she'umdeno demuchachu, because it's clear what his intention is. Sharei im lo kein lo yotzen l'mafrei deha mitzvah. If he doesn't give it back as a matana, he's not yotzi his mitzvah at all. And therefore, we have to assume that if he gives it back stam, we assume he's giving it back as a matana in order that it enables him to have in yotze his mitzvah. Says the Mishabura Vaita, nearly poshut in niskalkil ha-talus o'achas mitzitziyoseha etzel ha-shoel, if the talus or one of the tzitzis get ruined in the hands of the shoel, af shehoya al-yidei ones, even if it was not his fault, it was some kind of accident, v'lo hechzer lo kimo shelakocha, and he does not return it to the original owner the way he received it, einu yotze b'ha-mitzvah, he is not yotze his mitzvah, ayin v'simetof reishun ches edalat obuchadushe Rabbi Akiva Eger shom. And that will pick up in the Mechaber in Sivdala, the top line on page 52. Mutter lito talus chaveru ulevarech aleha. One can take his friend's talus without permission and make a bracha on it. Obavad sheyakapel osa im matzo'o mekupelas. As long as he folds the talus afterwards, if he found it folded. Says the Rama, v'hu adin b'tfilin, the same din applies by tefillin as well. One can borrow his friend's tefillin, make a bracha on it, even without permission. Avol, however, says Rama, Osir Lulmod Misvarim Shel Chavero Belo Daito. It is forbidden for one to learn the svar from the svarim of his friend without permission. Techashinan Shema Yikra Osam Belimudo. We're afraid that he might rip the svarim Derech Limudo while he is learning from them. So the Shaburu says in Sefkaton Yud Gimel, you can take your friend's talus, Pirish Shalomi Daito, without his permission. Why is that? The Nichle Leinish Tilaavid Mitzvah B'mamone. Because we assume a person is happy to have someone else do a mitzvah with his mamon. And therefore, if you're going to take his talus to be yotze your mitzvah, even though it's using his mamon, it's using his talus, we assume he is satisfied with the idea that you will be using his mamon, his talus, to fulfill your mitzvah. In the note 27, he brings from Ramosha Feinstein that this is not limited to a man borrowing something for a mitzvah. But hu adin, a woman who is borrowing a chayfet shel mitzvah, which is only a mitzvah to say shazman grama, which she's not mechuyev to do it, but if she does do it, she's mekayim a mitzvah. Even over there, when a woman takes it, we'll say she could borrow without permission, because we'll say this klal of nichle leinish l'av a mitzvah b'moni, even on one who doesn't have a chiyev mitzvah, but only a kiyem mitzvah like an isha by a mitzvah to say shazman grama. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vayter v'dafka ba'akroy, this that you could take someone else's talis without permission to make a bracha on it is only if it is a once in a while occurrence. Aval b'kvias aser, but on a consistent basis it would be forbidden. Va'afilu ba'akroy, and even when it's once in a while, dafka ba'oso makom, you specifically can use it in the place where you find it. Aval ahotzi mi beisul v'saknesas u'ibcha aser, but take it from the house to the shul or the shul to the house, that would be aser. The efshe shemakbid olav v'havei gezel, because it could be the owner would be makbid on that, and that would be gezel. In note 29, he brings down from the Aruch HaShulchan that if the talus is hidden away in a little place where no one should find it, and you happen to find it, that would be a sign from the owner that they're makbid, and then one would not be allowed to use his talus. Back to the Mishaburu of Ayam Prima Gadam Shekasov, to Bechol Gavni Roi Li Zohar Keshabailuv Imo She Yishalenu. The Prima Gadam says that in all situations you should be careful that if the owner is there with you, that you should ask permission. The Ein Somchen Ala Chazaka B'Mokom Sheyicholim Levaro Bekal. And we don't rely on a Chazaka in a place where we could clarify very easily. V'Kol Shekinim Yodea Boshu Makbid, certainly if you know he's Makbid. So if you're davening in one minyan in a shul, and you know your friend, he's davening in the other minyan, but you see his Shabbos talis in your room where you are, so you shouldn't be allowed to use it, says the Prima Gadam, unless you go ask permission, because since it's easily clarified, if he's okay with it, you should not rely on this klal of nichle l'inish to l'ave mitzvah b'mamoni, when it easily could be clarified. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vayter ulevarach aleihas sifkat en yudalet, we said that you can make a bracha on this talis. I am the Magen Avram. So here the Magen Avram says a very interesting thing. It's brought down in note 32, and that is that a borrowed talus that's taken without permission, we don't have the svara of nichalil inish lav mitzvah b'mamone to make it into a matana malasahachsir. In other words, even though we learned earlier that if one is given as a loan a talus, we could assume he really means to give it to you so you could be owed to your mitzvah as a matara masahachsir. But that's when he actually gives it to you. But over here, where you're taking it from him and you're relying on the fact that he's happy that you took it for the mitzvah, so it's not so pasha that we say the two steps that A, when you take it, we assume he's happy, and then we assume he's happy on the level of matara masahachsir. So therefore, it would be slightly problematic to make a bracha, possibly. However, the Magen Avram says, in the end of note 32, it brings down, Mikom Mokom Kosev Magen Avram, Shemutu Lelevarach Aleha, you could still be Mevarach on it. Because even in a worst case scenario where it's a borrowed talis, in that case also, even though you're not chayiv, but you are Mekayim the mitzvah, like a woman who's Mekayim mitzvah sasesh as mangrama, and she's allowed to make a bracha. So over here also, the Magen Avram says, even if you're not Mechuyiv to put on tzitzis, or in the mitzvah with this garment, if you are being mekayim a mitzvah with this garment, then you would be able to make a bracha. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'ayim v'derach haChaim shekosov diyoser tov shechavin shelo liknos v'lo yavarach." The Derach HaChaim says that in this case, it would be better to have kavana not to acquire this talus from your friend, and the meila not to make a bracha. And his machalik between the case that we had earlier, in the earlier case, we said if you borrowed a four-cornered garment from your friend, and you put the tzitzis on, then you can make a bracha on it. So says the Derech Chaim, that's because even though the garment was borrowed, but at least the tzitzis were yours. But over here, where you're borrowing a garment with the tzitzis, so here nothing is yours. It's all considered borrowed, and therefore you should avoid the possible suffix bracha over here, and you should have in mind not to be konet, and therefore mevela not to make a bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sifkot and Tezvav, the condition the Mechaber gave us was that if it was folded when you got it, you should return and fold it the same way that you got it. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Tezayin, Sheikapil, also you should fold it. Kikipula Harusha, in the same way it was folded originally. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, Ubeshabbos yikapel osa velo kikipula harishon. When you're refolding it on Shabbos, you shouldn't fold it the way it was, because on Shabbos we know that it's usher to fold it on the creases because it is a problem of nirik and mesakin mona. And therefore, although you should fold it, you shouldn't fold it the way it was originally. However, the Magen Avram says, Magen Avram mekil beshabbos shelo kapel klal. Magen Avram is more lenient. Not only do you not have to fold it on the creases, but you fold it a different way. The Magen Avram says that you don't have to be folding it at all on Shabbos. And in note 35, he explains to the Masas HaShekel the logic behind this leniency of the Magen Avram, and that is because we assume your friend let you use the talus so you can mekayim your mitzvah with his mamon. we could also assume that he wants to get it back in a way that will not involve any Yisurim on your part. And therefore, certainly folding it on the creases would involve the Yisurim, but there are shitas that say folding it anyway would be Yisurim. And therefore, says the Magen Avraham, since we have this klal that he's happy for you to do the mitzvah, we also have this klal that he doesn't want you to do an Aveira with his Chayfet Shal mitzvah, and therefore you would not have to fold it at all. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sivkadon Tezayin, on the last point that the Ramah said, that Sfarim you should not borrow from someone, below Daito, says the Mishnah Berurah, Afilu Bakrei Ba'alma, this is even a once in a while thing, you shouldn't use someone else's Sfarim without permission. And the reason is, says the Mishnah Berurah, Dechayshinan Shem Yikrube and Harbe, we're afraid you might read from it a lot, Anshe Yiskaru Merov HaMishmush, and it might get torn because of the tremendous use that you're going to put into it. By a talus or by tefillin, where a person puts it on for davening and takes it off, there's not really a concern that he's going to overuse it, that it will lead to a problem. By svarim, a person can get into the learning, and he can possibly learn from it a long time, and possibly it can lead to it getting ripped, and therefore, svarim, we are more machmir on lufi the Ramah. V'ha'olam nohagin k'shemotzin sidur tefila o machzor v'saknesesh shalokhin oso k'dei l'hespalabo. The Mishabur then says, the minhag ha'olam is, that when they find a sitter or a machzor in the shul, they take it without permission and they do daven with it. The eini yodei heter laza, and I do not understand what the heter is, says the Chavetz Chaim. The maishna sitter misvarim. Why would a sitter be any different than svarim? So it's 2 points I want to bring out over here. Number one is, the gra does hold that svarim are mutter to be used without permission. And many poskim explain that nowadays we're more lenient by svarim in general, because nowadays the binding, the papers, are made of much better quality, and therefore the concern that we had in the Ramah's time, where he says that it might come to rip the pages, is less of a concern nowadays, and therefore there are poskim that say that one can use someone else's svarim in the Beis Medrash, and I believe that is lemaisa how people are knowing nowadays. But if you look at note 37, we just see an interesting thing in terms of sidurim that one finds in very public places, like the Kosel HaMaravi. Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that even if it has the person's name and address in it, we say mistama, it's mutter to daven from it, because as far as we know, we can assume that person was donating the sitter for the tzarech of the rabbim, and you can use it. Similarly, we see brought down b'shem the Chazon Ish that one finds a chair that belongs to an individual and he left it in the shul, so we assume he left it there as well for people to use it, so long that he didn't take it away, and therefore one would be allowed to use someone's personal chair in a public area, according to the Chazon Ish, and one would be able to use someone's personal siddur in a public area, lefi Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Now let's go to Sif Hey. Talus shel shutafin chayevis betzitzis. A talus that belongs to two partners is chayev in tzitzis. Diksiv al kanfei bigdeyim, because the pasuk says that you should put tzitzis al kanfei bigdeyim. Bigdeyim is lashon rabim, it's plural. So even if it's bigdeyim, it belongs to two people, it's still chayev in tzitzis. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkatan Yudzayin, V'talus shel shutafus nochri v'Yisrael. However, if the talus belongs to a Jew and a goy together, o ish v'isha, or a man and a woman, so one of the people is not a bar chiyuva, so then chayevis betzitzis v'lo yavarach aleha artzos achayim. Then you're still chayev in tzitzis, but you would not make a bracha on such a garment. U'delo k'damesek Eliezer, and that's not like the shita of the Damesek Eliezer, which says that you would be potter from tzitzis totally. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yerches, but a talus of shutfin of two Jewish men is chayev. Va'ayri shechaveru merutza sheyelech chaveru bo. Says the Mishnah Berurah, we're talking about a case where if you want to wear the garment, so your friend is okay with you wearing it. V'hu buli tzitzis, and as of now it does not have tzitzis on it. So memela, chayev lasas bo tzitzis, turning to page Chav Zayin, then you would be chayev to put tzitzis on this garment. Avol, but says the Mishnah Berurah, shutfin v'yesh bo tzitzis, if there's a partnership and there are tzitzis on the garment already, v'echad makpid al chaveru shelo yelech bo. Now for whatever reason they own it together, but one of them is makpid, his friend should not wear the talus, afilu yeshbo kedei chaluka, even if it's big enough that it has the amount that could be split between the two people, ubekol chelek shir talus, and each part when it would be split would have a shir talus on its own, afilu hachi, even so, im lov sho bigzela, if you wear it in stealing without permission, umavarech alav, and you make the brach on it, you would be over below sisa, you'll be over the iser of saying Hashem's name in vain. Ki chelek ha'echad shebo beis tzitzis einan shelo. Because one part of this garment, which has two tzitzis attached to it, is not yours. The kol shekein ein bo adayin tzitzis, certainly if it doesn't have tzitzis on, you would not be able to put tzitzis on and wear this garment. Well, if he's there, according to this, the Mishnah Berurah ends off and says, "Betalus shenisha lahayoish me'aviv," a talus that is given over to a child, he inherits it from his father, and he has brothers, Ushari Achav, Makbidin Olav, and the other brothers are Makbid, that he shouldn't wear this talus. Yeshli Zar Shalavarach Olav Achi Espashu Bineim. This son should be careful not to make a brach on this talus until he works things out with his brothers, so he shouldn't come to be over on the Isser of Losisa. So in note number 40, it points out over here a very interesting machlokes rishonim between the Rambam and other rishonim, and that is there an iser daraisa of saying Hashem's name in vain? Is there an iser of losisa and iser daraisa when you're in the context of a bracha? The Rambam says that it's an iser daraisa. Losisa is don't say Hashem's name in vain. It doesn't matter if it's randomly saying Hashem's name or it's in the context of a bracha. Either way, you're over the iser daraisa of losisa. Masha'enkin, the other rishonim hold that when it's in the context of a bracha, it wouldn't be daraisa, it would only be an issa derabbanan. And the reason is because since you're mentioning Hashem's name, b'derach sheva vodor, even though the bracha is an inappropriate bracha, but it's in the context of a praise of Hashem, the pasuk would only be an asmata in that case, and therefore it would be only an issa midrabbanan. However, he does end off note 40 and says it would be interesting discussion. According to those Rishonim who say normally saying a bracha with Hashem's name that is not necessary would only be an issa derabbanan, what about in this case when you're actually saying a bracha on something that you stole, where you are a menaitz? Maybe it would make it worse, and maybe in fact in that case it would be over an issa daraisa. That's a question that he left unresolved. The last thing I'd like to just do to end off this siman is the last bir halacha, the siman which is on the bottom of page 52. So he points out that which Shabru was mechalik, that the two partners, when are you chayv in tzitzis? Only if the other partner gives you permission to wear it. But if the other partner does not give you permission to wear it, then you are not allowed to wear it. And the Bir Halacha says as follows, I am the Mishabura b'mashik v'savnu. Look what we just saw in the Mishabura, and he quotes, v'ayri shechavera merutza, that we're dealing in the mechaber, when you could use a talus of shutvin, is when your friend is happy with you using it. And that's from the Prima Gadim. Haganda b'ikir dinu l'chari yeshlis yashiv harbe. Even though in his ikir din l'chari we have a big kasha. To my griyazo mistam talash al shutfin. Why should it be when your friend doesn't give you permission? Why should it be any worse than a stam talash al shutfin where you get permission? The gam sham halo chatzi hasheni shal habeger eino shalo be'etzem rak sholo. Even when your friend gives you permission to use his talus, the other half of his talus that he shares with you, so it's still only alone the other half. V'shol poter ha-toro mitzitzis. And we know a borrowed garment is poter from tzitzis. V'imkei nisha rak chatzi ha-beged b'shnei ha-tzitzis. And therefore, only half the garment remains really yours. V'afilu hachi, and even so, gil solonu ha-toro delo ba'ina rak shielo chelok b'atzma beged. The fact that the Torah says that you could make your chayev and tzitzis, you could make a bracha on a talus that belongs to shutvin, we see that as long as you have a chelok in the garment, so you're allowed to do it for the mitzvah. That's the chiddush of al-kanfei bigdeyim. Even though the garment belongs to two people, and he lends you his half, but it still belongs to him, you can still be yotze your mitzvah, and you can make a bracha on the garment. V'hochanami binyanenu. Says the Bi'alacha, so too in our case, where he doesn't give you permission. Mikomo kon dvarav emes v'tam acher. So before we get to the answer of the Bir Halacha, his kasha is, anyway, the pasuk's mechadish to me that I only have to own part of the talus. Because what's the difference if he lends me his half, he allows me to use his half, so it's al-kanfei bigdeim, it belongs to both of us, I'm able to be yotzei b'mitzvah, even though I only own half of it, because a borrowed garment is pater, so there's only a chiyuv on half of the garment for me. What's the difference in that case? Or if there's a case where my friend didn't give me permission, so then I took it from him without permission. Still, I own a chelik of the tzitzis, and therefore I should be able to mekayim a mitzvah. So the Bir Halacha writes in the last line that we could be mechalik for a different reason. To hakayim malon, because we hold the afilu b'makom delo ba'inon lachem. Even the gabe mitzvahs where we don't have the requirement of lachem, kigon b'tfilin, like by tfilin, where it doesn't have to be your tfilin per se, afilu hachi pasal gazel mishum mitzvah ba'baveira. It's still what's usher to use tefillin that were stolen from someone else, because that is a mitzvah habah b'aveira, like we'll see later on in Simon Chofei, Sivkoton Chavav b'magen Avram. V'imkein, if so, says the Bir Halacha, Hachanami binyanenu, here also that will be the chiluk. Kevan shines ari b'levi shaso iser gazel, in the case where your friend does not give you permission to use his half of the garment, so in your wearing the whole garment for the mitzvah, you over the iser gazel, so have a mitzvah tzitzis shalo b'aveira v'ene yotzei b'idea mitzvah. So the melo, the chisorn over here, is that it's a mitzvah b'aveira. So the Bir Halacha is saying that really ain't hachinami. In terms of the ownership of the garment, whether you using your friend's other half with permission or without permission, either way, you only own half of the garment, and that should be a kiyum of the pasuk of Al-Kanfei Bigdeim, where two people own the garment, and you can make a bracha, and it can be yotzei mitzvah, even though you only own your half. But the difference is, says the Be'er Halacha, that in the case where you stole the other half and you didn't have permission to use it, there is considered a mitzvah b'aveira, and therefore you can't be yotzei mitzvah. So even though it's true that you only own half in both cases, but the chisaron in the case where you're stealing the other half is mitzvah b'aveira, which you don't have when you're borrowing it, and therefore if you have permission from your shutuf, you can be yotzei mitzvah and you can make a bracha. But if you take it without permission, you cannot be yotzei mitzvah and you cannot make a bracha. And if you do make a bracha, you will be over the iser of losisa. We'll stop here, and in the next year we will begin Siman Tes Vav.